Hi everyone, and welcome back, or actually it's welcome to the Hermes Journal. Today I wanted to start by saying hello to you, giving you a nice energy out from perhaps from the rest of the world that came in. You coming in today towards this journal and podcast, hopefully to gain a little bit of break, a little bit of breather, and just, you know, a little bit of just space, I would assume, to any one of you that needed space, and me being here just on your side, telling you about my life, my stories, and hopefully it could bring you a little bit of peace. So let's take a deep breath, okay, for 5 seconds. Let's take a breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And last, let's hold for 10 seconds. Don't worry if you couldn't do for 10 seconds. Let's just hold it a little bit longer now. Breathe in. And out. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time on your life to center yourself, to bring in. Don't worry, it's not a meditation podcast or recording. But I just wanted, you know, for anyone out there who's listening to this podcast, if there were any, just a moment of break for you, you know, because we always tend to focus so much in the future or in the past that we sometimes forgot about the present. Not, you know, so I'm not someone who should say anything on this because I am guilty of that as well, actually, until like, what, 10 minutes ago? But I'm here right now, giving you a breath of fresh air, hopefully. So, yeah, back onto the introduction. So, Hermes Journal, what are we? As you perhaps already heard in the trailer pretty briefly, it's basically just a glimpse of things that I found interesting on the internet and all my life, and perhaps something that I really want to share to the whole world, even if no one is listening. Any things that I found grateful of, and I just want to keep on track on that, and perhaps also share to some of you. And talk, obviously, just talk, because I found that talking gave me a way to express and to form my mind better. Today is 3rd of March, Saturday. It's a holiday, it's a weekend, and it's 10 a.m. currently at my place, and it's a really lovely day. The weather is nice. And the air is very fresh on my place, and I eat wonderful breakfast today. It's filled with love and caringness of my mom, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I wanted to tell a little bit of something that I'm very grateful of today, and something that I found really interesting. So I watch a new movie called Superman and Lois. Yeah. It was a really new TV show by CW, and the TV shows I think just recently come up on 2021, and I found out that, to my surprise, coming in blind, that, you know, not expecting anything when I first watched this TV shows, that I actually really, really liked it. And I think it started to gain momentum. I think people like it as well. It's rated 8 on IMDb. Not that ratings, you know, it's a benchmark this day, but I saw on the internet that it was, you know, intriguing. And I saw a lot of good comments as well on the social media. So for any one of you who haven't seen it, do check it out. But for me, my review of this is, it's really heartwarming. I was very surprised. Not giving you high expectations and a wrong, false impression. But at least on my side, I felt that the TV show was a breath of fresh air out of the CW universe, the Arrowverse universe, as I will say it, and also to the whole superhero movie. I mean, we see a lot of superhero movie this day, and I think they started to explore more with what happened with WandaVision, and now with Superman and Lois. They started to challenge us with questions, you know, beyond just the simple force of it. I mean, if you heard like the one of the sentences, the very introductory when Clark introduced us to the universe, a little bit of his backstory, recap, as I will say, Clark mentioned to us, you know, that he grew up in Smallville, where small thing is actually the biggest thing. And I think that's quite the theme that they really introduced us at the very beginning, about the whole idea about superhero is, it doesn't really have to be something really big. I think that's the theme that they wanted to introduce to us, and how how it's, you know, evolved into this way that Superman right now have 2 teenage boys, and how he handled that. You know, it's a growing families, and with its own challenges that they're now not so different to any one of us. So I honestly haven't really know any of the actors that play Superman and even Lois Lane. I look around, turn out was Tyler Hoechlin and Betsy Tulloch. I don't know if I spelled their name correctly. If I was wrong, I'm deeply sorry. Both of them was interesting. I would say Betsy's nailed it as a Lois Lane. She's portrayed as a very strong, independent woman on this investigative journalistic world, and I think it's really different with the way Lois Lane was portrayed in Man of Steel series. Tyler, on the other hand, was more talkative. I think most of the time I felt like Superman was so innocent and gullible a lot of the time, like innocent in some cases even. But in here, I felt like Tyler, you know, as Superman was growing into this father figure, he started to be more grounded. I felt like he tends to speak more, I mean, Superman was always very talkative, I would imagine. But at least in Man of Steel, I felt like there's so much action going around that I don't really know his train of thoughts, where here Superman, you know, talk to his wife about his kid and how, you know, they wanted to, you know, form their family, what kind of family they wanted to form with. It's just so heartwarming, and I love it. On the other hand, there are two twin children, John Kent and Jordan Kent. Was interesting on my side. I think Jordan, played by Alexander Garvin. I haven't really seen him as well in a lot of movies, but he's very, very, his face was very memorable, I would say, and he does play angsty teen quite well, because I halfly hated him half of the way, but you know, puberty and all of that stuff. George, John Ken was, which, you know, his original name was actually Jordan Ellis, Ellis's. I think he played into different movies before that, but I saw him, you know, as a really good older brother and with his own challenges, but I just love the fact that all of the people and the family is just very, very open to for conversation. Like they had a conflict, but I think Lois Lane and Clark Kent was trying their best, and I think the kids know. At least that's what I take it in comparison to, you know, other family. And in any case, the stories are pretty simple. So I came in now already analyzing their characters, so now I'm gonna explain more about the story. The story came in now pretty simple. I felt like it was pretty straightforward, pretty simple. I think Clark Kent as a father was, you know, was starting to question, you know, his presence and his, you know, even distance from his own kids, and now they go back to Smallville after her mother died. Big spoiler alert. And there's a little bit of mystery about how she died, and I think there's a little bit of mystery about what Smallville is. There's a new villain coming up for Superman, both Superman and Lois Lane, and I think that's fantastic. I think both of them are being faced with amazing with challenges as well, and also their kids. And now they're trying very hard to accomplish, you know, some sense of normalcy. Talking about the CGI and action scene, I wasn't really a fan of that. I think it went better than other CW universe. I'll give them that. The quality of the CGI was better, but I still felt it come up short with other action movies, I would say, which in their benefit, it is a TV show. But now that I have seen WandaVision, their CGI was much more realistic, I would say. I think most of the fault came in because I don't really like the way the filter works. So I felt like they had a lot of brownish color tone in their scene, and the way that it was portrayed was pretty much felt like you know, brownish calm color, where in fact WandaVision played around with more color. And when they transferred between decades and between action scene, it was pretty entertaining to watch. The other thing that I will comment was probably more about the timing about the series. So it was more or less about an hour, plus minus, per episode. And three episodes has come out since February 2021. The pacing in itself is okay. I felt like it could be more gripping in some cases, but I would imagine that if this is going to be like a 16 episode it will be much more acceptable in comparison to, you know, Korean drama pacing. So overall, I actually felt like it's a really good story for enjoying the weekend. And along the way, it's really are certified on my mind fresh enough to feel that you're not seeing replicating other movies at the very least. So give it a watch if you guys want to see a movie that are, you know, quite entertaining enough with a family tone and a warm tone. On the other hand, if you're sure in time, I don't think that this movie is for you. I think you just need to sit and watch for a couple of hours before you're able to grip it, you know. So do check it out. I found it really lovely in my end, and I just wanted to share it to you. And I guess that's it for today's episode. It's a pilot episode. Let me know if you have any feedback, and I would surely, surely love to hear any of your comments as well. I'm not sure how Anchor or Spotify work, but if you want to take a look about my work, you could just type on the Google Hugo Maru and see my WordPress or my blog, and just give a comment there, and I'll be there. Have a nice day, everyone, and I will really, really enjoy if you can just enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun.